Get your headsets ready. Ikuzo's unscripted podcast is going overtime.
Ikuzo.
Ain't this January been a thunder roaring for this whole freaking month? Yes, it is indeed. And it's reaching its culmination, its peak, this Saturday, when Tropicana Field hosts Royal Rumble and WWE superstars take over St. Petersburg, Florida. Everybody, those are our predictions for Royal Rumble 2024 as we are going overtime. So it's short card, at least with number of matches, not with the duration, of course, as we are familiar with the concept of Royal Rumble, everybody listening, I assume. And I'll start with women's Royal Rumble match. Well, for this match, build-up is pretty much equal for multiple superstars, maybe for Bayley and Becky Lynch the most. What would I like to see from this match, and I think we will see from this match, is that Becky Lynch will be the last woman standing at the end of the night. But, you know, the betting gods will probably put Bayley as favorite, but we also have Cargill, and she's yet to debut in WWE. In our squared circle, we also have Nia Jax, which is a prominent player right now in the roster. We have Bianca Belair, always dangerous. So, but trust me, one way or another, we'll see Becky on WrestleMania in a title match. So maybe Jade Cargill, if they put her on screen enough, if they gave her some matches and everything, should be a most obvious candidate. But with everything we saw, or better to say, didn't see so far from Jade, I don't think she will be the one to win this. And don't be surprised if we see Sasha Banks on this in this match. I certainly won't be surprised. So my prediction for the women's Royal Rumble match is Becky Lynch for her second time points out the WrestleMania sign. Next we have United States Championship match between Logan Paul and Kevin Owens. Yeah, we are talking about a generic build-up for this match, the tournament where Kevin Owens fought his way to the top through eight guys. So I have doubts about this one, but I think that Kevin Owens should win because of the wrestling, because of who he is, because of the long-term point of view. But and I mean, Logan Paul already got his win against Rey Mysterio, against Ricochet. He doesn't need more to build himself. And we separated Kevin Owens from Sami Zayn when they were in Zenith. They were undisputed tag team champions. They fought this masterpiece of a storyline against the Usos, and Kevin Owens was drafted to SmackDown, and everything kind of slowed down both Sami's and Kevin's momentum. Sami's still up there doing something, but the other team, I think that Kevin Owens need this win more than Logan Paul needs to be a champion until WrestleMania. because Logan Paul will be entertaining WrestleMania with or without a title. He will have probably aesthetically satisfying match for us fans and everything. And probably this title would be on the line. I would like if WWE would finally bring back this six-way or seven-way ladder matches. They are always one of the most interesting matches of the night. And we have some special moments, like for example when Zack Snyder out of nowhere got his moments on his moment in WrestleMania. So
is
this enough of a reason to keep Logan Paul as a champion until April? I don't think so. And I think if we could have this six-way, seven-way, eight-way leather match, we can have both Kevin Owens and Logan Paul in it, and we can have more awesome talented guys, maybe some call-ups from NXT, maybe Bron Breakker, and so this US title is losing its prestige, even with Logan Paul and all the previous, because it swaps hands so much, and sometimes it feels like the bearer of the title isn't even trying. You know, he won the title, but it's not the main event. It's not the mid card. I don't know, and it's so close on the thin line to make you a jobber, you know. So the most dangerous title in WWE, I may say. We have really interesting matchup coming after that. It's undisputed WWE Universal Championship Battle 4-Way match. So anything goes in a match between Roman Reigns as defending champion, our tribal chief, and Randy Orton, the Apex Predator, the phenomenal AJ Styles, and you know what everybody say, L.A. Knight. Yeah. So, more than obvious ending of the match is Roman Reigns winning, probably pinning AJ Styles. Maybe that's the reason why they put AJ Styles in this match. You can expect it to basically be 3-3 with Bloodline and three of them. But what would I like to see from this match is Roman Reigns from WrestleMania. Was it 37 or 38? When he pinned Edge and Daniel Bryan, stacked them, pinned them. It was the most brutal moment of Roman's run. It was fucking diabolical, and everybody liked it. And we need some moment like that. We need a Roman Reigns as an unstoppable beast, undefeatable, undisputed in every sense of that word, not just in the name of the championship, undeniable, if you may. And that could lead to whomever will be his opponent, I believe The Rock, on the WrestleMania. And we need to see that head of the table, that tribal chief in his god mode once again. Because if we keep, because this storyline is progressing, evolving from week to week, and we need to keep evolving. It's becoming stalled to see every time Solo Sikoa or Jimmy help him cheat his way to the top. We need true head of the table that put Jey Uso in line and everything else. So Reigns will likely win the match, and I hope not with help from Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso. You know, I mean, Rikishi has a lot of kids. Maybe someone will pop up, you know. So, yeah. That leads us to the finale of the night, the most anticipated match, probably the most anticipated Royal Rumble in last decade. It's men's Royal Rumble match, where we will have Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, Gunther, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, CM Punk. Did I say CM Punk? Oh my God, look at that card. Look at that roster. Look at those players that will be in this match. And not surprise returns included. So maybe The Rock, I wouldn't like that, because that means he can maybe win it and go against Roman Reigns. But
yeah,
this is a tough one. I mean, Royal Rumble matches are always tough to predict. I mean, you have 30 possible winners on paper. You have 5 logical. You have 5 that everybody wants that, but probably won't happen. The 5 guys that deserve it and we don't even know it. but imagine the moment that you have last 6 participants: CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Gunther, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn. What's that 5? That's enough. Imagine them. Everybody standing in that ring, whole crowd going nuts, and whoever wins, you will like it more, or you will like it less. But whoever wins, you will hate it because it's not the other man, you know. But I can see CM Punk, Gunther, and Cody as the 3 final participants of the Royal Rumble. But look at this. CM Punk came back, and trust me, there are some clauses in that contract, and I'm almost certain that he will be the winner and go against Seth Rollins. I don't know if they plan the miracle with joint elimination of 2 final contenders like with Cena and Batista, but I can't wait to see this match tomorrow. I can't wait to see all of them. I can't wait to see who will come back. I can't wait to see which feuds will be put in place for WrestleMania season, because I don't know what will happen with Brock Lesnar with all those rumors and everything. I mean, WWE is behind the curtains, probably in turmoil a little bit because of the latest accusations against Vince and everything happening and TKO. We have the greatest night of wrestling ahead of us. So that's something I don't want to talk about in this episode, except for the matches. So, Royal Rumble, I see CM Punk pointing for WrestleMania sign in what would be the most poetic moment of his career, probably. But what if he gets screwed by The Rock once again? That would be funny. I hope not. So, yeah. Those were my fast and easy predictions for tomorrow's night, Royal Rumble. Stay tuned and enjoy spectacular night of professional wrestling. See you.
You are locked and loaded to make your bets, and stay tuned for more.